I speak to you in the name of one God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Amen. Having grown up in Northern California, not too far from the Napa Valley, you'd think I'd know a thing or two about wine. But the truth is, I don't. I don't know a thing about wine, nothing whatsoever. I like to drink wine, but that's about the extent of my knowledge. I even went to UC Davis, which offers one of the best viticulture and winemaking degrees in the country, but still, I am clueless when it comes to knowing about good wine and the process of making it. So, when I saw this morning's gospel lesson about vines and vineyards and producing good fruit, I decided to call up one of my family's good friends to get the scoop. He installs private vineyards and homes in residential areas in Northern California. And he talked to me about the basics of tending vines properly in order for them to produce good winemaking grapes. And in the midst of all of this, he explained that the branches that are closest to the main vine are the ones that produce the good fruit, the best fruit. Those first couple of buds that are closest to the vine receive the most nutrients and as a result produce the kinds of grapes that winemakers really, really love. And along those lines, this image of staying close to the vine, abiding in Jesus, is an essential theme of this morning's gospel lesson. Now, the story we just heard is part of what is known in John's gospel as the farewell discourse. It's part of Jesus' address to his disciples right before the passion, where he is put to death at the hands of the Roman Empire. And it's in these chapters of the farewell discourse that Jesus is at his pastoral best. He gathers his friends around to say goodbye. Jesus foresees the hardship and the death that he will soon face. He knows things are going to get really, really rough for his disciples. He knows that they are going to face many trials in the days ahead. And in a tender way, he tries to prepare them for all that is about to ensue. He assures them of his presence even when life gets unimaginably hard. We hear Jesus say, "Abide in me as I abide in you." And the second part of that sentence, "as I abide in you," is particularly important. It's Jesus' promise and reassurance that in the midst of all the challenges that we face, Jesus is with us, for us, abiding in us, never letting go. No matter how broken or how lost or how hurt we might be, Jesus is with us. Jesus reassures his friends that in all that is about to take place after his death, God's continuing presence remains with them. And with this understanding of this passage and the farewell discourse, we can begin to see that when Jesus talks about branches being removed and withering and being tossed into a fire, he isn't trying to be punitive or threaten his disciples, nor is he trying to vilify others who have not yet come to believe. Rather, Jesus is talking about the reality of disconnection. What happens when we distance ourselves from the divine love that abides in all of us? It is a description of what happens when we alienate ourselves from God. What happens when we do not abide or remain in Jesus? When we separate ourselves from Jesus' love and acceptance that connect us to God and to one another. Throughout John's gospel, Jesus self-identifies with various images the disciples would have been familiar with to point to the importance of relationship. Relationship with God, with Jesus, and with each other. He says things like, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. Just last week, Reverend Josh preached a wonderful sermon on Jesus' saying, I am the good shepherd. And this morning, we hear Jesus say, I am the true vine. God is the vine grower, Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches called to abide close to the vine. New Testament scholar Gail O'Day explains, quote, in a vine, branches are almost completely indistinguishable from one another. It is impossible to determine where one branch stops and another branch starts. All run together as they grow out of the central vine, end quote. When we remain close to Jesus, we begin to see the world the way God sees the world. We begin to want those things that God wants. And we can't help but grow in ways that connect us to others. God is in the habit of sharing life, pouring out love, and God creates us to be vehicles of that love. Our relation with God is made visible in how we conduct the everyday relationships we share with other people and with the things of this world. We are called to abide close to Jesus, to rest in Jesus, to be encouraged by Jesus, so that the fruits of love may shine forth in our lives, drawing us ever closer not only to God, but also to others. Jesus' words this morning are meant to be words of comfort and reassurance. They are meant to communicate that God's loving presence is always abiding in and around us. They're meant to communicate to the disciples and to all of us here that no matter what hardship you face, Jesus is with you, holding on to you, loving you, and will not let go. And when we abide in this presence, when we dwell in the branch that sustains and gives life, there will always be new life and new growth ahead. The love that brings all things into being and that connects us to one another abides in all of us. Remaining in that love, resting in that love, staying close to that love, draws us into an abundant life, a life in which we ourselves are signs of that love. Amen.